This is WJZH in Joliet. My name is Virginia Bean. We're talking today with Steve Brandy, Public Information Officer with the Will County Health Department in Joliet. Steve, let's open up by talking about what an opioid actually is.
Well, it's a variety of things. I mean, heroin is just one opioid. Fentanyl, which is a synthetically manufactured drug, is an opioid. But then painkillers that a doctor can prescribe you, a lot of them are opioids because of how the body reacts and how it reacts, how the nerves in the body and the sensors in the body react. And really, it's all together in one. I remember in the mid-2000s when a newspaper I will credit, the Daily Herald, in the west suburbs and north suburbs of Chicagoland, started doing stories about heroin addiction in the suburbs, in the wealthier suburbs like Naperville and Aurora. This was a new kind of heroin that could be snorted, that could be smoked, and it was extremely addictive. And one time of using it and your mind is completely changed, and all you care about is the next hit and the next high, and literally your care about anything else, your family, your life, it's gone. And that is why it is so scary, because it happens so quickly. And now all these things are related. And it was finally discovered and talked more and more about as the years went by that the medical professions were just really prescribing too many painkillers that were often opioids. And if a patient became addicted to a painkiller that happened to be an opioid and couldn't get more of that medication, what did they do? They turned to the streets and turned to heroin and turned to fentanyl to just get what they needed because they had become addicted to the legally prescribed painkillers. That is just a very careless thing that got out of control. It's talked about, but it's a battle that has a long way to go.
Are there any early warning signs that someone is becoming or has become addicted to opioids?
Well, there's all kinds of signs. A change in behavior, a change in grades, a change in sleeping habits, you know, all those things that can, you know, we all go through changes in our life, but dramatic changes in any of those things, dramatic change in friends, dramatic change in their social lives.
Would you again give us your website at the Will County Health Department, as well as a telephone number we may call?
Yeah, willcountyhealth.org is our website with a lot of information on it. And again, when you need a doctor's care, and it could lead to counseling care that you also need, a great place to start is our Will County Community Health Center, 815-727-8670. And call, try to get an appointment, or maybe they can recommend you to someone who can help you elsewhere in the Will County Health Department, because there are so many things. I mean, go to our website and find out. Let me just give you another example. If you go willcountyhealth.org to our website and you look under programs and services, so I'm going to tell you right now, hover over programs and services and go down to behavioral health services. That's our behavioral health division. Everything will pop up. I mean, you'll see mental health corrections program. You'll see family support program. You'll see mobile crisis response and all different things that they deal with that can include addiction issues. So behavioral health services at the Will County Health Department, another great place to go. And all those services are on our website, willcountyhealth.org.
We've been talking with Steve Brandy, Public Information Officer with Will County Health Department in Joliet. Thank you so much for sharing all this information with us today about the opioid crisis.
You betcha, and call anytime.
Thank you, listener, for tuning in today. My name is Virginia Bean.
This has been Community Bridge. If you are aware of a need, interest, or concern in your area, or have any questions about the programming you just heard, please call us toll-free at 1-800-543-1495. You're listening to Family Radio, reminding you that whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Thank you for listening to Family Radio. Hear the word.